This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. An Israeli airstrike on the Syrian capital, Damascus, has killed at least four people. Iran confirmed the dead include members of Iran's Revolutionary Guards. The strike comes as the Gaza conflict reverberates across the Middle East. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
In a statement carried on Iranian state television, the Revolutionary Guards confirmed that four of its military advisers were killed. Israel has long pursued a bombing campaign against Iran-linked targets in Syria, but it has shifted to deadlier strikes in the wake of the October 7th attack on Israel by Hamas militants from Gaza. Other local media in Syria said explosions were heard across the Syrian capital. The security source was part of a network of groups close to Syria's government and its major ally, Iran. They said the multi-story building in the Mazeh neighborhood was used by Iranian advisers supporting President Bashar al-Assad's government, and that it was flattened by precision-targeted Israeli missiles. There was no immediate comment from Israel.
That was Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reporting. In a phone call with U.S. President Joe Biden Friday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reaffirmed his position in opposition to the creation of a viable Palestinian state. The U.S., Israel's staunchest ally, has long maintained a two-state solution is the best way to ease the tensions in the region that have led to the recent conflict. Speaking Saturday during an address in the Ugandan capital, Kampala, U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres rejected Netanyahu's position.
The refusal to accept the two-state solution for Israelis and Palestinians and the denial of the right to statehood for the Palestinian people are unacceptable. These would indefinitely prolong a conflict that has become a major threat to global peace and security, exacerbate polarization, and embolden extremists everywhere.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com.